The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, we're going to fall to good Ian Clark coming Luke Glasgow and a shock than a show to meet Tom Comack, and we're out and about tonight, and we're out at the launch of our sponsors and the Donegal Senior Football Championship and all the championship sponsors, Michael Murphy Sport and Leisure. We're in the Radisson Hotel. The launch of the championship is taking place shortly here. Of course, the Donegal Championship is at senior, intermediate and junior level, kicking off and or throwing in 2 weeks' time on Sunday week. And we have quite a number of people lined up to talk to you over the next 28 or 29 minutes or so. But we'll also be talking to Chris Carr, who is joint manager with Colin McFadden of St. Junan's College under 15 and a half team, who are in an Ulster College's Trainer Cup final tomorrow against Patrician High School of Carrickmacross. That's to come later in the programme, but as I say, we're just here for until 9 o'clock, and well, we'll get down to business straight away. First, we'll get down to the congratulations. Of course, a busy weekend in Atlantis at the weekend with the finals of the Comortis Pal and the Geltuk, and our congratulations to Niamh Connell, Nadunav, Glenn Finn, ladies, Niamh Nall ladies, and Gail Anna the ladies, and of course, Niamh Connell under 15 footballers as well. They won their respective finals on Sunday and Monday over in Glenties. A very good weekend's activity. And indeed, the man we had on the programme last week, Danny McGeehan, who is the chairman of the Niamh Connell Club. He's with us tonight in a different guise, obviously. He's with us tonight as the chairman of the reigning Donegal Senior Football Champions, Niamh Connell. And Danny, first of all, a very good night to you. And also alongside him is his, a very good friend and neighbour from just across the road in Ardra, Frank Craig, of course, sports editor of the Donegal Post, and a man that well has great knowledge on club football. First of all, a very good night to you as well, Frank.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Anyway, just briefly, Danny, before we look forward to what it's like facing into another championship as reigning champions. I know you're used to it. You have done it a couple of times in the not-too-distant past. Your weekend went well for you. I know the weather mightn't have been all what we would hope for.
All said, Tom, it was a very, very good weekend. A lot of people rode in very much behind us, sponsors, helpers, everything in the media was very, very good, I must say. They were in attendance both days and stayed long into the evening when things maybe were over and done with. And no, all in all, we're very content the way things went on.
I don't know what you were at, Frank Craig. I went home as soon as the games were over. But
no, same as myself, Tom, but as Danny said, I mean, a weekend like that, we had it ourselves in Ardra the year before, and there's a lot of organising and things like the weather and that that you can't really account for. But no, fair play to the Glenties Club. They did really well at the weekend.
Anyway, it's senior championship or club championship time around the corner, Frank.
Can I say something before we go off the... I just would like to wish both McLaughlin sisters very, very well in the recovery from whatever injuries they picked. They did pick up some injuries in the ladies' final in Glens. And we, on behalf of the club, I want to wish them all well, and the Donegal team next weekend
as
well.
I think you echo the sentiments of us all. Of course, Gertie McLaughlin, Donegal star forward, and our sister Nicola suffered serious injuries and were rushed to hospital, but I think they're on the mend as far as I know.
So, yeah.
And well, we wish them a speedy recovery. Unfortunately, they're going to miss Donegal's little Division 2 National Football League final on Saturday evening against Westmeath. We'll talk a little about that maybe as well if we get the time. But as we're saying, Frank, it's as I say, spring in the air, and maybe the weather isn't like it, but there is a heatwave promised next week, and we're at, what, 10 days out or so from the start of the club championship.
Yeah, Tom, another senior football championship. And again, like, you know, every year that goes by, there's, you know, a wide open championship there. And I think, you know, plenty of genuine contenders. We're kind of lucky in this county because I suppose in a lot of the other counties in the province, there's monopolies on senior football championships. But every year, you genuinely have the four or five, maybe sometimes six contenders. And just looking through the groups, there are some pretty big ties. And I think, I don't know if the boys, Lou, or you'll agree with me, but I would always put...
We don't maybe, have to agree. It's better if we don't. Maybe.
I would say Glenties again, you know, in St. Unions, they'll probably start as a lot of people's favourites. I think they're a tier maybe above a chase impact. It'll probably involve the likes of Kilkear, St. Michael's, and even, I can see Gweedore, you know, we talked about it ourselves a couple of weeks ago, showing some real form. I think Gweedore, coming into this here championship, definitely one of the contenders that we mightn't have thought a couple of months ago, but they've hit the ground running in the All-County League. And of course, Kilkear, very interesting to see how they fare with Martin McHugh at the helm.
Yeah, well, certainly they're one of the farm teams, as you say. Gweedore are the other, obviously.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you look through that team of Gweedore's and the four or five senior county panellists they have. I mean, the county minors over the last couple of years, like Anisha Boyle, Michal O'Carroll, I've seen Gweedore twice this year and I've been very impressed. And even Kilkear at the weekend against, albeit an understrength, maybe in a disinterested Niamh Connell on the Friday night. Kilkear, pound for pound, some top players there. It'll just be interesting to see how Martin McHugh sets a stall out there, because I suppose Martin, in the way he likes to play football, and a championship that'll filter in is usually September, October, November, gets physical. And it'll be interesting to see if Kilkear bridge that gap where they came up short against Niamh Connell last year. It probably wasn't the physical stakes.
Yeah, and is it a 3-4-5 horse race?
I think, looking at, obviously we mentioned the likes of St. Union's and Glenties, definitely at the top of that their order. The likes of Kilkear, St. Michael's, and I know Glen Swilly aren't going well in the league, but they're usually a side that gets their house in order come championship. As you said, Gweedore come into that. Outside that there, Tom, it's pretty hard to see. I mean, I'd love to see the likes of my own club, Ardragh, challenging, I suppose, for Masters in the not-too-distant past, have its own pedigree. But even clubs, I mean, you're looking at the likes of Termon and Bundoran coming in there, and Termon acquitted themselves very well last year, ran Niamh Connell very closely. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare. I mean, you're looking through the groups there, they're all pretty competitive. And as I said, we get underway next week, and huge interest, and I, for one, can't wait for it to get started.
Danny McGeehan, chairman of Niamh Connell Club, you'll be delighted to see that your neighbour Frank Craig is fancying you again this year. Before we talk about the various groups and your prospects, what's it like? What has been like champions? Because I know it took Niamh Connell quite a long time to become champions.
Yeah, when you figure out 2005, we were founded in 1921. And it took us until 2005 to win a senior championship. Okay, in the interim, we got into some finals. But there was a period from 1965 that we hadn't had a county final even. So that was 40 years. That was a bridge of 40 years. And, I mean, a lot of people said at the time, oh, you'll win plenty of championships now from 2005 onwards. But, Tom, that's not the way it works. We had a very young team then, as you know. Okay, we did it in 2005, 2010, 2015. Maybe we left one. Maybe I was thinking coming over the road this evening, we possibly left two behind us, definitely. But see, championship football is a totally, totally different thing than league football. And there are a lot of banana skins out there that you slip on. And Frank there mentioned last year in the quarterfinal, Termon give us the fright of our lives, so they did.
Yeah. And what about the change? You said you were 40 years waiting to get back, you know, to get up there again.
Well, they started a number of years ago, maybe 15 years ago at least, more than 15 years ago, a great emphasis was put on youth football, and started off at under 12 and built gradually from there. And I'm very, very happy to say that that same team building is still going on.
Yeah. And obviously it's built on success, because you had great success at minor and under 21.
Yeah, minor and under 21. And we have another group coming up there now. There'd be probably the under 15 group is very, very strong. We have a fairly strong minor team this year. And it's nice to see, since even last year, the number of young lads that have come through, and are now hitting senior rank.
Yeah. Anyway, just obviously the concentration always seems to be on senior football, but the junior and the intermediate championship are important for clubs as well, Jim, Frank.
Oh yeah, big time, Tom. We've seen over the last few years it's a route into senior football too, and sides that have come up, you know, they've held their own and they've treaded water in the senior championship. I mean, we've seen over the last couple of years the likes of St. Noel's, the likes of Niamh Wirra, what an intermediate title has done for them. So definitely, Tom, there's plenty of quality to be seen in that intermediate setup, and even players with aspirations that want to play county. You know, it's a shop window, and as we said, it's a stepping stone into senior football too.
Yeah, so obviously, and everybody looks forward to it. And I suppose we're lucky this year, and maybe in the last couple of seasons, that we've got a run at it in terms of league games. Like, clubs are playing their seventh, I think, league game this weekend.
Yeah. That's the great thing. I mean, it's very easy to get caught up in the momentum of it. We've been very lucky over the last couple of weeks. We've been seeing club football, and you said it's week after week. Mm. It's just I suppose the static nature only comes into play once Donegal's season. And listen, that's
is that a is that a drawback that you're probably going to play you're playing your first rounds in what ten days time, and then you're going to play possibly August, hopefully September.
If you have a bad first day out, it takes a long time to put it right again. And I suppose in terms of the group stages, if you're going to have a group stage in any sport, you probably want continuity. But that's a problem we've had now going back a lot of years, and the solution isn't there yet. But I mean, we're all hoping Donegal have a long summer, so you just don't know. I mean, you have a bad day at the office, first day out next week, and then you have to dwell on it maybe for the guts of 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Look at my thought of a guest of Lesion Flower coming, Luke Glasgale, and a shock than a shoulder meet, Tom Cormack. My thanks to Danny McGeehan, chairman of Niamh Connell, and also to Frank Craig, sports editor of the Donegal Post. And we've got two men waiting to take over from them. One of them is Christy Keeney from Bundoran. Last year's intermediate champions, and of course a player who had a great season and was in the running for a player of the year at intermediate level in Ulster last year, not alone in Donegal. And we're also joined by Donegal chairman Sean Dunyan, of course, who is not only responsibility for Rory Gallagher and all county affairs, obviously very interested in club affairs as well. But Sean, if you don't mind, we'll start with Christy first. Up in senior football for Bundoran for the first time in quite some time.
I think it's 18 years, and I think we're finding the going tough at the minute. But you know, it's a learning curve for us. We have a lot of injuries at the minute, as I was saying to Sean there, you know, and we're hoping they're going to ease shortly. Like, you know, it's been a tough start now, as they, let's say, like Kilcar, Glenty, St. Eunan's, St. Michael's, Gweedore, and all played in the first 5 or 6 games, you know, and beaten. And I think we beat Dunlow, but it's a learning curve. And this year now we've actually introduced a lot of new players again that probably wouldn't have featured last year in the intermediate game, you know.
Yeah, and but obviously coming up from intermediate is a big step. But you had a great season last year at intermediate.
Ah, yeah, you know, it's a great season, but you can't rest on your laurels, you know. As I was saying to Sean there, you have to move on like this year, like, you know, and it's going to take a bit of time. Yeah, but it's
you find it different.
You know, there's a different level of fitness, different level of competitiveness, though, the quality of player, you know, the amount of time you have on the ball, everything's different, you know what I mean? You have to think quicker, you know, and all that, your conditioning and everything has to improve, you know what I mean? It's a new level that I think we got a bit of a shock. I don't think we actually realised how competitive it was going to be, you know.
And has your training approach and preparations changed even?
Well, we've had to doctor our training methods, you know, a wee bit, you know what I mean, because we had such a long year last year, you know what I mean, and we were right up till November time last year, and actually I think we played 4 Masters in the playoff game on the 20th of December, 4 days before, 5 days before Christmas Day, you know, so we were training right up on the lat, so you couldn't really quite go back into, you know, your usual pre-season training, you know, so we started off for the first 5 or 6 weeks, just a bit of gym work. And meeting once or twice a week, you know, for get together. And it's only this last maybe 6 or 7 weeks that we've actually started into the running, you know. So, yeah. As I said, from that, you know, I have picked up a couple of injuries, you know, in the squad, like, you know what I mean. So we have to just manage it a bit better and hope that it eases a bit.
You created a great buzz last year with your run to Ulster and maybe an interest in football again in the club. Is there a desire to win a championship? What was it? 1979, I think, was it? Maybe 78 since the last senior?
Ah, yeah, last year was a great buzz, you know what I mean? It did lift the whole town, you know, like, this year, like, the minors have just come on leaps and bounds under Peter McIntyre, John Campbell there, and John McNiff and Noel Carr, like, they've, all them young lads are, they want to play minor, they want to get ready to play senior football, you know, it's a great attraction for them now, senior football Division 1, like, you know, like, when I was a county minor myself back in the day, like, you know, and Division 3, like, you know, and, you know, it was hard, like, you know what I mean? I was actually captain of the team in 2009, and we lost the playoff, or we won a playoff to stay up in Division 3. We were nearly relegated to Division 4 that year, you know, and racing, we've come from that there, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's so much more appealing to young fellas now in the club to get the chance to play senior Division 1 football and senior championship, you know. Yeah. We've had maybe anything up to 10 or 12 senior inter-county players with all our medals in Bundoran this year, and, you know, and that's the kind of calibre you want to be playing against, and it's a great interest for the young
and
fellas.
And I suppose you're in a handy enough group in the senior championship as well.
She's a, I don't know about handy now, you know, but
Just I think the list is there. Read it out.
I know. Don't worry. I know it off by heart at this stage. It's up on the wall in the dressing room of training, you know, and it's like what you're focusing on for the year. Like, but we've done low, I suppose, the first game. And we played Dunlow 4 or 5 weeks ago in the league, you know, and we won with 5 or 6 points to spare. But we're under no illusions going down to Dunlow that it's going to be a totally different game down there in their patch. You know, Championship is totally different in league, you know. Yeah. So we'll be putting all our eggs in the one box to go down there and win, you know, because that means we'll have our draw at home and Glen Swilly in the last game, you know.
And, nice handy one.
I wouldn't say a handy now, you know, but we're optimistic, you know, we're more than optimistic. We're very confident in our own ability, and especially in Mundoran, you know, we know we're on our day we're capable of beating anybody. We proved that last year in the Rundle, they're beating the Armagh champions and the Antrim champions, you know, and running the Down champions to the, you know, right to the final whistle, like, you know, on another day we would have won that game. But it's, you know, our main aim is to get out of the group this year and take it from there, and hopefully that'll help the league campaign.
Okay, I see Neil Gallagher approaching us here, of course, part of Michael Murphy Sport as well, one of our sponsor of our programme and the sponsor of the Donegal Championships. We'll talk to Neil in a moment, but first of all, sitting waiting patiently here to have a chat with is the Donegal chairman, Sean Dunyan. First of all, welcome and delighted that you could join us, Sean.
Delighted to be here, Tom.
Yeah. Good night. Obviously, things going well, and obviously, as we were talking to Frank Craig earlier, start of the Donegal Championships at senior in minor, under 21, or senior, junior and intermediate.
It is a very exciting night here tonight. A great crowd has gathered here. A lot of colour from all the clubs around the county, players, managers and officials and county board officials as well. So great buzz around the Radisson here this evening. And I was saying to Christy earlier, it seems no time that last year's championship was on, and the months have flown by, and here we are at the start of another championship season.
Yeah, and the championship has developed, hasn't it, as you know, from not too long ago when the games were just played, but there's great hype now about them. They've had a great profile, and probably has come with the success that Donegal has enjoyed as well.
It has indeed, and I think the change to the group stages has had a very positive effect on our championship as well. There has been tremendous interest in the group series, and every one of the groups over the last couple of years have gone down to the last series of matches.
Yeah.
Teams that weren't sure if they're going to qualify for the quarterfinals, they may end up in the relegation playoffs. Some of the final standings were decided on scoring difference, so there has been great interest the whole way through. And looking at the groups again for this year, there's some fantastic matches. Even in week one alone, that'll get the championship up and running, and then there'll probably be a break for a while. But I think we have a great format now, 16 top teams in the county. And we're looking forward to it starting on Sunday.
And, of course, a new sponsor on board this year, Michael Murphy, and a new departure as well, sponsoring all the championships.
Yeah, we're delighted. We looked at the sponsorship offer championships late last year. We started discussing it, and we thought there was the potential out there. And I have to acknowledge all the sponsors we've had over the last number of years of all our championships, from Radio na Gaeltacht to down through all the sponsors. And we decided to test the market this year, put the full suite of our adult championships out to the market. And we're delighted that Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure came forward. And I think it's a great partnership for Donegal GAA. And I think Michael is looking forward to the partnership, because we think we really can promote our games and get tremendous interest in it. And it'll be very mutually beneficial to both Donegal GAA and Michael Murphy Sports. Yeah.
And hopefully we don't get to play the latter stages until about September. October.
Well, October, I suppose that is how the schedule is mapped out, depending on the success of the Donegal team. And of course we want Donegal to be successful. I know that leads to difficulties for the club players, and it's always a balancing act. But over the last number of years, we've been able to put out programs of games where the clubs know where they'll be playing, depending on the success of the senior team in particular. So there is a bit of clarity for the clubs, at least, as to when the championship will be played. But we would be hopeful that it will be in September, October, before the latter, we come to the latter stages.
We're not going to ask you anything about county preparations or nothing. We're going to talk to Neil Geller about that in a moment. But tell me, the one topic, I suppose, that has risen this week is Paul Durkan. And we read in the national press yesterday, was it, that Paul, some speculation that Paul isn't returning, and another speculation that he may be about to, but of course he's living and working in Qatar now. As a clubman, a former clubman of your own, can you maybe enlighten us a little bit on that?
Well, I can, Tom, and I suppose arising out of the speculation in the papers yesterday in one of the national papers, I had a conversation with the senior team manager earlier on this evening, and unfortunately, Paul has indicated to Rory that he is going to be unavailable for this summer. Much as he would love to be back here, but circumstances have brought him to Qatar now, and that's where he sees his immediate future anyway. And we have to, you know, he's been a tremendous servant. I don't think it's the last we have seen of Paul Durkan, but for the immediate future anyway, he's not going to be available to the senior football team manager.
And obviously, a lot of speculation, but you know, of course, it's not an area that we have should be over worried about. We have Mark Anthony McGinley, we have Peter Boyle, and we have Michael Boyle actually coming back to fitness as well. So,
yeah, it is an area we have a lot of cover, and three tremendous goalkeepers that you mentioned there, and Danny Rogers too coming out of the minor in recent years. So, it is an area we have a lot of cover, but you have to recognise the tremendous experience that Paul Durkan has, and he's going to be, it's difficult boots to fill, but we have very capable deputies, and whoever is picked now, and they'll all be vying for the number one position now for the championship, the Ulster Championship. So we want to wish Paul the very best, but we look forward to him back in the Donegal jersey again at some point in the future.
Look at Paul, we have a couple other people. As I said, Neil Gallagher is standing here, and so too is Chris Carr, who is joint manager with Colin McFadden of the St. Junan's College under 15 and a half team, who are in a trainer cup final tomorrow. That's up in Drumara. They're playing St. Patrick's High School, Patrician High School of Carrickmacross. And we'll talk to Chris in a moment. And my thanks again to Sean Dunyan, the county chairman, and to James Keeney of Bundoran, or Christy Keeney of Bundoran. His brother James, of course, plays as well. Well, Neil Gallagher, first of all, delighted to have you, of course, part of Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, one of the silent partners as well. Obviously, looking forward to the club championship, but also delighted to be involved in the sponsorship of the team, of the championship.
Both, Tom, you know, the two of them is a good... you know, to get involved there, you know, way back when we decided to sponsor it, like, it was a good opportunity for all the championships, you know. So, no, definitely, you know, on behalf of the shop, like, it's good to get out there and kind of, you know, just put your name towards that, you know, and stuff. So, we're delighted there, and, you know, obviously, we're playing and stuff, we're kind of,
yeah, what's that like, obviously, thinking that you're playing on your own championship?
It's a lot of pressure on now, you know, probably. I suppose, listen, I'll probably not even think too much on it, to be honest with you, you know. I mean, just, unfortunately, you know, you still have to go out and play the match and stuff and try and win the games, you know. So, it'll be interesting. Like, it's, it will be interesting, you know.
Anyway, obviously, you're preparing for the championship. You were playing,
Ardra
next Sunday week, but you're also obviously playing for the bigger one, which is the Ulster Club Championship, and we're all very worried about Neil Gallagher. We haven't seen much of him yet. Where are you in your preparations, or can you maybe enlighten us on that one?
We're getting there. Kind of just had a few wee niggles and stuff like that, you know, but it's coming on rightly there now, you know. So
How soon do we expect to see you back?
Hopefully soon, you know. Yeah. Just see how it goes and that, and just kind of...
Yeah, but you are training away.
Training away.
And are the rumours correct that it's as heavy and as hard as training has ever been done?
It's tough, all right, at the minute, but I suppose you need to do it, you know, because every other team's doing it, and... you know, it just has to be done. Like, you need to be fit. Like, you know, you see the likes of Dublin and stuff like that, and you even see Tyrone, the way they're flying fit, like, you know, up and down the field and stuff like that. So, you know, the ones like me do, you need to be fit, you know, so yeah, you need to do that hard training.
Yeah, and of course you have still, what, 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, I think, because for the first time in a long time, probably in all your career, Donegal are last out in the championship.
It's funny that, like, because, I mean, this last, especially this last good few years, you know, we've been in the quarter-final or the preliminary round, like, you know, so it makes a bit of a change to be out that wee bit later, a month later, you know.
And tell me, Sean Dunyan has just confirmed to us there, your old playing colleague, Paul Durkin, maybe it was inevitable, but he's not returning for this year's championship anyway.
Aye, like I seen that during the week or whatever too, you know, so, aye, listen, aye, it's nice, it'll be good to have his experience and stuff there, you know, but probably having a good time out and working away out there in a good climate, like, so, listen, you know, the boys, Peter Boyle and Mark Antony played well in the league games to date and stuff, and, you know, Michael Boyle's there as well, so there's plenty of backup and good cover, you know.
So can we expect a good long senior club championship somewhere for Donegal in Ulster first, and then in Croke, a couple of days out in Croke Park?
Ah, well, that's the plan anyway, Tom. I suppose we'll see now in 2 weeks' time who we've got whenever Fermanagh play Antrim. So, listen, you can't look too far ahead. You know, ideally, everybody would want to be looking towards September, but, you know, you just have to take, you know, the Fermanagh Antrim game, whoever
and
get there.
Back to the more domestic one. What's the situation with Linswilly? 5 games, 6 games, no points?
It's not going
great.
Getting
worried?
That's all right. Hopefully we'll start picking up. We need to pick up a couple of results shortly. You know, we've kind of been hampered by injuries and stuff like that, and kind of whatnot. So, hopefully now we haven't no points on the board now, but we have a league game this weekend against Bundoran and then the championship then. So hopefully we'll be able to lift it from there, you know.
Look at Neil, I know you want to get away and get inside to the launch. Thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us. As I said, we're joined by a former, Neil, of course, a former student of St. Junan's College, and we're joined by the joint manager of their under 15 and a half team, Chris Carr, who is joint manager along with Colin McFadden. And of course, Chris, preparing for a big game tomorrow, the Patrician High School from Carrickmacross in the Trainer Cup final.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. As I say, now that we've been going twice a week since the start of January, the boys deserve to be there. So hopefully now, you know, we can bring our A game tomorrow and say we've worked hard and we're injury free, you know, going into tomorrow. So we're going to enjoy it anyway, and hopefully we have the right result.
And in the little bit of time we have left, maybe you tell us a little about the team, because just looking this evening, shooting big scores, obviously some good forwards.
Yeah, we have, you know, Conor O'Donnell's going well, Cormac Finn. We came out of a tough group, you know, as well, like, but it's a real team effort, you know, between, or we have a plan, you know, there's 3 or 4 points to it and everyone sticks to that, you know, and from defensively, we have a few good lads, Oisin Cassidy, Conor McKinney playing a good role, but Conor O'Donnell has been our main score getter as well, alright, you know, he's finished, and Darry Ellison has chipped in from St. Union's with a couple of important goals as well.
Yeah, and a good spread of clubs, the usual?
Usual, feeder clubs as well, from, you know, even Letterkenny Gales boys have played an important role there. Terriman, you know, St. Union's itself then as well, you know, yeah, St. Michael's indeed. So now we're enjoying it, and say hopefully we'll do well.
Yeah. So, and Patrician High, your opponents, do you know much of them?
No, well, they beat Cookstown now, who we only drew with in the group stage, and we're not really concentrating on them. A few people have watched them in the semi-final, but we'll stick to our own plan and concentrate on our own boys.
So. Yeah. Unfortunately, Chris, the time has beaten us, but thank you for taking time out to come down here tonight to talk to us.